Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ksubis, Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, the last Mishnah. Sagt der Mishnah, Hakol Malin Li'aretz Yisrael. Anyone can have his whole family, even if they don't want to, come up and live with him in Eretz Yisrael, if they're coming from Chutz La'aretz. Ve'ein Hakol Metziyah. But you can't force anyone to leave with him if he wants to go live in Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael. Hakol Malin Yerushalayim, anyone can force his family to come up and live with him in Yerushalayim, even from another part of Eretz Yisrael, for sure from Chutz La'aretz. Ve'ein Hakol Metziyah. The person can't force even one member of the family to leave Yerushalayim and live with him someplace else, even someplace else in Eretz Yisrael. And this is true, Echad Hu Anoshim, the Echad Hanoshim. Same is true for both men and women. In other words, either the father or the mother of this family can say to the rest of the family, we're moving. The husband can force the wife can force the husband. But Tanur explains, even an Eved Ivri that they have has to go along with them. And even if he's going in Chutz La'aretz from Neve Yofa to a Neve Ra in Eretz Yisrael, or from a Neve Yofa in Eretz Yisrael to a Neve Ra in Yerushalayim, you still have to go, even from an Ir Sheruba Yisrael to an Ir Sheruba Evde Kechav. Coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, everyone else has to go. Now, what happens if he says he's going up to Yerushalayim or to Eretz Yisrael? She says no. And she doesn't get her Ksav. If she says, I want to go, and he says no, then she gets her Ksav. So now we have this shaila. Nasa Isha Be'eretz Yisrael. This man married a woman in Eretz Yisrael. V'gersha Be'eretz Yisrael, and he gave her a get in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah, Noisin Lami Maras Eretz Yisrael. He pays her with the coins of Eretz Yisrael. We have a ksuba. It says in the ksuba, 200 zuz, or 200 dinar. Dinar and zuz are the same thing. But it doesn't say what type of currency. The Mishnah is teaching us, if they got married and divorced in Eretz Yisrael, it's with the money of Eretz Yisrael. Even if this particular husband and wife came from a different land. Zakt the Mishnah, Nasi Isha Be'eretz Yisrael, if he marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael. V'gersha b'kaputkaya. But he divorced her in kaputkaya. Says the Batanura, that's kaftar. In Arabic, they called it dimas. They had larger coins than in Eretz Yisrael. They were bigger, they weighed more. So he married her in kaputkaya. And he divorced her in Eretz Yisrael. Noisin lomi mois Eretz Yisrael. The 200 zuz in Eretz Yisrael could actually be less, because the coins are smaller, they weigh less. Because ksubas ishas midrabanan, says the Batanura. So we're allowing him to pay with a coin that may be worth less, a currency that's worth less. Shimei Gamliel disagrees. Shimei Gamliel lomi noisin lomi mois kaputkaya. No, he has to give her the kaputkaya or the kaputkaya coin. 200 kaputkaya zuz is worth more. Shem Megamil holds ksuba is diaraisa, therefore we go lechumr. But the Batanura says that the halacha is not like Shem Megamil. Nasi isha bekaputkaya. If he married her in this place outside of Eretz Yisrael, v'gersha bekaputkaya, then there's no shaila. Nasi mois kaputkaya. He gives her the coins in that place, the coins that are used over there. Everyone agrees. Tanakam of Shem Megamil says the Malach Shloime, even if the husband is from Eretz Yisrael, most of his business is there, and he plans to go back to Eretz Yisrael. We don't say, well, that was his kavana all along. No. If he married her and divorced her in Kaputkia, he has to give her from the money of that place. Okay, so we learned in our last Mishnah, basically, it's kind of a pirish in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah we learned, in Mishnah Yod we learned, that a man cannot force his wife to travel to a different part, different country. Me'oretz la'oretz. But that's dafka, two lands that were both in Eretz Yisrael, or two lands that are in Chutz La'aretz. And of course, he can't take her out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. But if he wants to come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, either the husband or the wife can force the other one to come, even from a Neve Yafa to Neve Ra, even from a place that is Ruba Yisrael to a place that is Ruba Avdei Kechavim. If the man says he wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael and she says no, she goes out without a ksuba. If she says she wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael and he says no, then the din is Yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. Same is true from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. If the ksuba says money, 200 zuz, doesn't say what type of money, because each country can have different types of coins, different currencies. So if he marries her in one country and divorces her in a different country, and they're not the same, he can give her the lesser one. But it has to be 200 zuz, but it can be the lesser one. That's because ksuv is drabonon, and they were mekel on the husband. At least Tanakama holds away. B'shem Gamil holds ksuv is deraisa, so he has to give her the more strict one. But the Allah is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. May the Rabbanu Shem help, we should all be zaycha, yirasa, shiyabana, beis hamikdash, b'meheira.